Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me also say at the outset that we appreciate the quality and the energy of our substantive discussions, both yesterday and today. I think from the perspective of our delegation, these discussions really have only been made possible by the draft that you've shared. So thank you again for your draft and for catalyzing what we see as a very rich and very substantive discussion. I'm happy to provide our comments this afternoon on Section 2, which, as was just recognized by our UK colleague and as you yourself, Chair, recognized, and as I think I pointed out in an earlier intervention, was initially designed to operate in connection with Section 1. As an organizational matter, and because, as our colleague from the Netherlands pointed out, and as our colleague from the United Kingdom, I think, also just reiterated, the substance that's addressed in this section, I think, in our view, really should be addressed in the context of our consideration of existing international humanitarian law. And for that reason, like others, think that a more appropriate approach would be to eliminate this section entirely and move its substantive points into the section addressing international humanitarian law. As we explained earlier, we have a fundamental concern with developing a definition of fully autonomous weapon systems that then becomes the foundation for a new prohibition. But if we are going to consider paragraph 2A further, as a number of delegations have noted, we believe that we should address the substance of this paragraph and the substance of what was covered in paragraph 1B in a single paragraph, and to revise the paragraph to reflect more closely the language of guiding principle D, which refers and relates to the operation of such systems within a reasonable chain of human command and control. We've discussed this before. We support the concept of a responsible chain of human command and control. But we also recognize that how this concept applies in the context of the design of a weapon bears further discussion. Regarding paragraph 2B, we would recommend revising this paragraph to reflect the existing GGE consensus language found in paragraph 17H of the GGE's 2019 report. That language reads, and I'm quoting here, "A weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems must not be used if it is of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or if it is inherently indiscriminate, or is otherwise incapable of being used in accordance with the requirements and principles of IHL." We believe this formulation is more clearly tied to the mandate of the group and has already been agreed by consensus. Paragraph 1C is an interesting proposal. We appreciate the recognition that a key objective of human-machine interaction is to effectuate human intentions, but in our view, the predictability or reliability of weapon systems is a very technical issue that will need more GGE discussion before we will have sufficient common understanding upon which consensus recommendations can be reached. Our recommendation would be to discuss this positively. States should be taking practical steps to address the risk of unintended engagements and to discuss good practices for ensuring that systems perform reliably as intended. We're also open to discussion regarding what weapon systems are prohibited by existing IHL, but it doesn't make sense from our perspective to develop a new standard first and figure out what the new standard means later. Regarding 1D, in our view, this subparagraph should be revised substantially or deleted. First, we would note that this paragraph uses the human control formulation, which has been discussed but has not achieved consensus. We've explained the U.S. delegation's substantive concerns with this term many times over these past GGE meetings, and delegations have noted in this meeting as well that there's no consensus on the use of this term. The GGE has not agreed that sufficient human control is an end in itself. Rather, the GGE has addressed human machine interaction and guiding principle C. The objective laid out in that principle is very clear: to ensure compliance with IHL. We think that control can be a useful measure, among others, to ensure compliance with IHL, but we do not believe that control as a term should be elevated to the overarching objective. I would also note that the elaboration of sufficient human control in Section 4 does not address our concerns, although our delegation will have more to say about this when we reach Section 4. We also just note that this paragraph seems more like a proposal for future work rather than a statement of what existing law requires. In our view, existing IHL imposes limits on the use of all weapons, including lethal autonomous weapons. We should first explore and agree what limits are imposed by existing law. The United States has proposed specific conclusions related to the requirements of distinction, proportionality, and precautions. And we believe that we should further develop our understanding of the limits imposed by existing IHL. If it becomes clear from that review that existing IHL is insufficient, then we should consider new limits or regulations. However, at this stage, it is premature to start a mandate for new limits because we and other delegations believe existing IHL imposes sound and effective limits already. If we develop new standards without fully understanding existing requirements, it could cause confusion and potential even conflict between the new standards and existing requirements. So just to conclude, Mr. Chairman, although we've offered a number of substantive revisions to these sections, as I said at the outset, we appreciate the dialogue that we are having today on important substantive issues, and we look forward to continuing this conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.